The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
As I'm building my business and focusing on the business, not travel, so I'm assuming you're in travel, is there any kind of warm scripts you suggest to send to Facebook friends focusing on the business? I think this is one of those things where we overthink. When it comes to warm market, these are people you know, presumably, and you have some kind of history with them. So to be totally honest with you, Amanda, if it's warm market and you don't have any history in business, let's say we joke, we say the last time they saw you, you were drunk with a lampshade on your head at a, you know, a frat party, and they don't perceive you as a business person, leading with the business with your warm market can sometimes be the most resistant type of way to approach it, right? It's going to create the most resistance. That was really poor English, so let me rephrase that. It's going to create more resistance, typically. But if you do have a background in business, then you won't have that issue. So I just want to say that up front. So for most people, I would say with your warm market, you're far better off to lead with product. Not because they're not going to look at the business, but because that's your portal entry. And once you get there, you can have any discussion you like. But it's just the easier way to open the conversation. So for example, hey, listen, Jen, I started this new thing. I'm super excited about it. I know the business is not for you, but I think you might really like the product. Are you open to taking a look at it? If not, no big deal. That's the best approach for most people. But if your situation's different, Amanda, they would see you potentially as a business person, then absolutely. I would tell them why. I would say, hey, Jen, not picking on Jen's, just popped into my head. Hey, Jen, listen, I just started this new thing that's helping me what? What is the benefit? Helping you do what? Because they know you, right? So if you say, hey, Jen, I just started this new thing I'm super excited about. It's helping me to put some money aside to take the family to Italy next year like we've always wanted to do. I'm not sure what's going on with you at all right now, but I mean, I've always loved connecting with you on things like this because you're so wicked smart, or whatever the truth is, okay? Don't blow smoke, whatever the truth is. Would you be open to taking a look at what it is I'm doing to earn this extra money? I'd love to share it with you. If not, no big deal. I'm going to do it with or without you. Just thought it'd be more fun to do it with you. That's it. That's how I would do it. There it is. And I learned that from Ray. Like, I'm not taking ownership on those concepts. I learned that from Ray.
I 100% agree. I don't have anything to add. That's exactly how you have to do it. And you need to edify something in their character that pulls them in a little bit tighter. People, again, we say this all the time, but you are the best product, Amanda. And you want to pull them closer to you because you make them feel good. You move them away from whatever pain they have. Even if they don't know they have a pain, you're moving them away from something closer to you because you make them feel good. So when you can edify them somewhere in their character, something you truly know about them, while you're offering this incredible benefit, I loved your example about taking the family to Italy. It could be anything, guys, when it comes to finances. What is it that you want? And I think that you have to be clear on. What is this doing for you, or what goal do you have? When you have that set in your vision, that's not only going to open the eyes for other people, but it opens your eyes to do the work.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive. That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.